Thank you, Madam Chair, distinguished delegates, dear colleagues. Legionella, next slide, please. Legionella caused disease outbreaks with high levels of morbidity and mortality and with high public health significance all over the region. In order to improve prevention of Legionella-caused diseases, it is essential to strengthen evidence base on Legionellosis in our region. The true burden of Legionellosis in the region is still unknown. And in order to do this, we conducted a review of scientific and grey literature covering the years 2011 to 2021, covering both English and Russian sources. Additionally, we considered the national summary reports from 2019, which have been submitted under the protocol by 15 countries which provided information about Legionellosis. Next slide, please. As you can see here, we could identify 57 outbreaks, which have been published within this time interval. And the reports came from 20 different countries. We did not find any outbreak reports from the ICA countries, but what we found was 72 reports of sporadic Legionellosis in this area. And the other topics which have been covered by these countries were experimental studies, environmental studies, and laboratory methods. Next slide, please. The main findings of our literature review have been as follows. Outbreak reports have been published by 2/3 of the Euro countries. The predominant species has been Legionella pneumophila serogroup 1, and 2/3 of the outbreaks have been linked to cooling towers or to building water supply systems. Only very few have been linked to spas, to pools, and wastewater treatment plants. There's a strong variation in both in the number of cases, up to more than 800 per outbreak, and the duration of outbreaks, from only a few days to up to more than a year. The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control hosts a comprehensive surveillance system for Legionnaires' disease for the European Economic Area countries. Reporting under the protocol has been turned out to provide important complementary information. And to sum up, Legionellosis is still an underestimated public health issue in Europe. Thank you.